I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and then explains how we can deal with it naturally. And she's back with us this morning. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. This morning I wanted to talk a little bit about our emotions, specifically depression. And, you know, we've just been through, a lot of people have been through the whole COVID thing. We're opening up, but many people are still feeling the stress of the whole episode. And many of my patients are still coming in with issues of depression. And depression can often interfere with our work, our school, our social life. And the symptoms can include sleep issues, either sleeping too much or, you know, inability to turn off your mind. Often there's a low energy or feeling fatigue for no apparent reason. An inability to focus, for example, or to make decisions or think clearly. Slow movements. Sometimes we see people coming in with changes in weight and appetite. So these are important things to really address. From a naturopathic perspective, there are many causes for depression. It could be a seasonal affective disorder, certainly in the wintertime, postpartum depression, for example, and other sources might not necessarily be apparent. Hormones, brain chemistry. I see patients, for example, with post-concussion issues, life experiences, of course, and physical health. People who are in chronic pain can certainly have an issue around depression. So, you know, the kinds of things that I focus on from a naturopathic perspective is looking at routines, for example. If sleep is an issue, setting a regular bedtime, unplugging from electronic devices, using, you know, if patients are on medication, sometimes they don't want to take medication, pharmaceutical medication, because of the side effects. So I will often work with a patient and with the patient's medical doctor to integrate either naturopathic medicine with their current medication and really help them as well afterwards if they wanted to wean off those antidepressants, working with their family doctor to look for a good long-term solution for those patients that are still suffering. Often we can use natural products, for example, like melatonin and other kinds of natural supplements that help support the body's stress response, reduce the stress response, and also use specific naturopathic remedies, what we call adaptogens. They help the body adapt to numerous kinds of stress. We can also do hormonal testing, for example. Sometimes we see, for example, in men, low testosterone can be associated with depression as well. So many different, what we try to do in naturopathic medicine is just really find the root cause of the depression and then use naturopathic approaches to help heal the body.
Well, I didn't even think about stress management or depression or anxiety in connection with a natural solution. I thought it would need heavy medication. So anyone who has a depression or anxiety or feels stressed, you can call Dr. Betty Rosendahl and see whether the natural solutions work for you. She offers you a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes on the phone or in person, and all you have to do is take down her number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.